Here First is sponsored by UCS Healthcare, proudly delivering healthcare services across Iowa, specializing in mental health, substance use disorder treatment, and medical care with a special focus on LGBTQIA+ healthcare. More at ucsonline.org.
Today is Thursday, April 25th. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. Planting season is underway for most of Iowa except in the Northeast. IPR's Grant Leo Winterer reports that unpredictable rainfall and a lack of moisture have stalled planting.
Much of northeastern Iowa has been in extreme drought for the past 3 years. Over the past couple weeks, however, the region has received several inches of rainfall. That has thrown off planting plans for many ag producers who anticipated a drier spring. For Iowa State field agronomist Terry Bossel, it means the region still has a lot of catching up to do.
Our 30-year average is roughly 30 inches of rain. And last year, that total was 13.8.
Bossel adds that moisture levels in the region's topsoil are nearly depleted. That makes rainfall even more critical.
The body of a missing Western Iowa trucker has been found. That's according to the wife of 53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake, who disappeared more than 5 months ago while hauling pigs. She told KCCI television that her husband's body was found in a farmer's field in Sac County yesterday afternoon. He was identified by his boots. After Schultz's semi was found abandoned on a highway northeast of Sac City, volunteers spent several days searching for him. They combed through 100,000 acres. The Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation says a body was discovered near the intersection where the semi was located and taken to the state medical examiner for an autopsy, but no other details are being released at this time. A community college in northwest Iowa has reached a settlement with international students who accused the school of human trafficking. The board of directors of Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City yesterday voted to approve paying $3 million to 13 students from Chile who filed a lawsuit in November of 2020. The students said they were promised a free 2-year program with internships, but were instead forced into jobs involving manual labor to pay off their tuition. In a statement, the college denied the plaintiff's allegations. A lawsuit is still pending against the companies involved with the program. A separate case involving students from Brazil is still ongoing. Public university students and employees say they feel free to express their opinions in class and on campus. IPR's Zachary Orange Smith reports.
While state leaders argue free speech is under attack on college campuses, students and employees who attend classes and work on these campuses paint a different picture. That's according to the region's free speech survey from this year. Since the last survey in 2021, the number of students who say they feel comfortable expressing opinions in the classroom increased by 10%. The number of students who disagree dropped by 10%. Faculty and staff agreed with the vast majority, saying the university provides free and open environment to express ideas, opinions, and beliefs. The survey was implemented by the regions to measure its policy changes surrounding free speech protections on campus.
Iowa Hawkeye All-American Cooper DeJean is expected to be picked in the first round of the NFL draft tonight in Detroit. The defensive back is from Otterbolt, a small town in northwest Iowa. Meanwhile, Iowa State corner TJ Tampa is projected to go in the second or third round. Tampa was a third-team All-American this past season. And the ISU football team just announced they will be playing overseas for the first time ever. The Cyclones will open their 2025 season against Kansas State. They will be playing in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic on August 23rd in Dublin, Ireland. For Here First, I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a great day.
Can we heal the environment? In Kansas, we're working on it. Up From Dust is a podcast about how humans reshaped the world to fit urban landscapes and agricultural needs. We'll meet the people who are rolling up their sleeves to find more sustainable ways forward. Listen to Up From Dust from KCUR, part of the NPR network.